A Christian nursing student is attacked in Pakistan. A story is being shared in the U.S. this December, and you're never too old for missions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A Christian student nurse in Pakistan has regained consciousness after being raped, beaten, and thrown from the hospital's fourth floor. A Muslim doctor and his accomplices are being charged with attempted murder. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says,
Christians, by definition, in the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, are a underprivileged, under-rightsed minority religion in Pakistan. In fact, the Christians there are at the lowest rung of the social ladder.
Muller says there are hundreds of rapes that go unreported. He's encouraging Christians in the West to pray for the church in Pakistan.
When situations like this come up, the church inevitably suffers. The evangelism or the outreach is restricted. People tend to get fearful. But there are those who are willing to face whatever obstacles in order to share the love of Jesus Christ with Muslim neighbors.
You can stand with Open Doors and support them. Go to our website. Meanwhile, despite the extreme devastation it created, some good has come out of the earthquake that hit Haiti 6 months ago. John Van Valkenburg of Bethany Christian Services says adoption inquiries and placements have increased up to 26% since the quake.
What we're able to do was capture a lot of people who were interested, send them information. Some of those people have decided to wait until they can adopt from Haiti, and other people looked at other options.
Despite this interest, the orphan crisis continues.
Globally, there's an estimated 163 million orphans. That was probably about 15 to 20 million less just a few years ago, so the number is increasing. Which just goes to show that adoption alone isn't going to solve this problem.
But adoption and foster care are certainly one defense. If you feel God's call to help in the global orphan crisis through volunteer work, foster parenting, or adopting, visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. High floodwaters this year in Zambia are contributing to the rapid spread of bacteria and disease throughout the country. Plus, one in every eight Zambians is affected with HIV/AIDS. With a country so desperately in need of medical attention, Global Aid Network is preparing to send antibiotics, medications, and other medical supplies. They have what's needed, but need your help to send them. Each dollar ships $40 worth of supplies. As Gain distributes the supplies, they'll also share the message of Christ. Meanwhile, everyone has their own story. And this December, Pioneers USA is giving some of their missionaries a chance to share theirs at Story 2010, their national mission conference. Elise Wang of Pioneers says the theme is His Story, His World, His Glory, Your Move.
We'll be having all of our speakers be missionaries straight from the field. We really wanted to present stories that were currently happening in missions to give people an idea about what God is doing.
And hopefully attendees will understand.
There are just ordinary people serving the Lord overseas. And I think when we hear those stories, we realize that could be me. I could do that. We really want to highlight those missionary stories. And we just want to bring that back to the fact that all of our stories are woven into the story of God's redemption.
Adults, students, and kids are welcomed at the conference. Afterwards, Pioneer staff will follow up by mentoring each person wherever they feel God's calling. Sign up at our website. And you think you're too old for international missions? That's what Cindy McClama thought, too, until she heard God calling her to Africa. After her husband passed away and her three kids grew up, McClama started praying about her future. Within a few years, God led her to Africa Inland Mission. Now McClama lives in Namibia, helping AIDS orphans in the name of Christ. So if you've been ignoring the call to missions because you think you're too old, stop and listen. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ, but you don't know how? Well, for a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, the first step in evangelism. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.